This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My writings in the late 90s and early 21st century. And these writings, as I've previously mentioned, were focused in the latter part of the 90s on textbooks needed for a course in Islamic studies, for an Islamic studies department, where books were not readily available. As I mentioned earlier, I was teaching in the American University in Dubai throughout the 90s. And in 2000, I set up an Islamic studies department while still teaching in American University, but set up an Islamic studies department in Preston University, Ajman, because the American University in Dubai was not giving the opportunity for setting up a department. So I looked at elsewhere, and Preston University became the option for me. So I set up the Department of Islamic Studies there and began to run a curriculum based on the Medina curriculum, as well as that in Omdurman University in Sudan and Al-Azhar elsewhere. Other previous textbooks which I spoke about, Usul al-Hadith, Usul al-Tafsir, etc., became the main texts used for these many of these subjects. In Aqidah 101, we used the textbook Fundamentals of Tawheed, which I had prepared from much earlier. It was suitable, but it did have a need for additional material. And what I did, because that was taken from classics which had been written, commentaries on Kitab al-Tawheed of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, I left out certain areas. So what I went back to do was to put together a text, a commentary based on the needs of the department and also on the book of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, Kitab al-Tawheed. So this became a supportive text published as a commentary on the book of monotheism. It's a supportive text for the Aqidah class. So once my Fundamentals of Tawheed was complete, then students would continue on with this text. So this was to help build up the material which was being used for Usul al-Tawheed. So, alhamdulillah, this book was published, but published in a limited edition. Inshallah, we do hope to republish the text in the future. And we pray that it has been of benefit for those who have read it already, studied with it, or studied from it. And inshallah, we hope that it will continue to benefit others on into the future. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.